Okay, let's get into today's daf, Yerushalmi Beitza, daf Mem Test, the last daf here in the Yerushalmi of Maseches Beitza. We're on Memhei Mabez and those Vahadar, but this is the last section of the Masechta that we have been discussing relating to Inyanim of Yantif and Muksa and related issues. So the last part we made was discussing if one has a be'er, or the Charedim said really it's a bor. There's a huge pit of water between two chaser, between two tchumen, machlokas of Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. What's the halacha with that bor? What's the issue? That it could be that, again, it's not moving water, it's stationary water, but some of the water, obviously water moves, the wind causes it to move, and it's not totally stationary, so some of the drops could have gotten to the other side. And then that would be something from outside of a tchum, right? The bor is on the edge of two people's tchumen, so it could be coming from outside the tchum into your tchum. So what do you do about that? So Rabbi Yochanan says, you gotta build a big wall, right? Osel l'machitza shel barzel. You gotta build this big wall in order to not even allow a drop in, from the other side. And Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, no, even a small symbolic wall, mechitza shel kanim, even in mechitza shel kanim, because after all, it's a, it's derabanan, and it's a mechitza teluya, and we were mekel b'mayim, we have that elsewhere, so even a symbolic wall would be enough to show that you're not so interested in the water going back and forth. But either way, everyone agrees that you need something, either a serious wall or just a little bit. So Reb Yudin says, wow, we're being machmir here more than dinim daraisa, because by a din daraisa, we have the halacha of bittel. So you have a little drop of water in your water that'll be bittel. And by a din da, right, by, and here by the din darabanan, we're being machmir. That bittel is not applying. Again, like we spoke about in yesterday's shir, are we comparing two different areas of halacha here? We're discussing Yaredeya and Hilchas Yantif. They're both Isser v'Heter, though. They're both what's Usser, what's Mutter. It's not Dini Mamanis. It's not Tuma V'Tara. So it is within the same realm. But Reb Yudin says, are we being extra machmir here? Because again, usually we have the concept of bittel, and here there's no bittel, right? Reb Yochanan is not worried even about a drop. And even Reb Yisra Charida says, you have to do something. So the Gemara says, no, maybe this is according to Reb Yehuda, who holds min b'mino is not bittel. So just like by Dinim D'Araisa is not bittel, so do by Dinim D'Rabbanan is not bittel. So that softens the problem. So it's not really as much of a problem because we're equalizing, right? In both cases, both by Dinim D'Araisa, and here we would say no bittel takes place because it's min b'mino. What exactly is the svara for that shita of Rabbi Yochanan of min b'mino not batel? So the Gemara doesn't give a svara. The Gemara doesn't always give a svaras for dinim for halachas, but the Ran gives a svara for the principle of min b'mino is not batel. Right? Why isn't it batel? So you often, sometimes we'll have items that are not batel. Bittel usually means nullification. It's not significant anymore. So if you have something that's significant, so maybe that can't be batel. The Gemara says, chaticha ruyel is kabed, is not batel. If you have a chashev piece of meat, it's not batel. A birya is not batel. A whole item is not batel. Why is that? Because it's something significant. And if it's significant, it's not going to be batel. But min b'mino is not about significance. Right, there must be a different reason why it's not batel. So the Ran says in Nedarim Daf Nun Beis, again, can't learn the Ran, the Nedarim without the Ran, and there are some major, significant Rans, and this is one of them, Nedarim Nun Beis Abed Aleph. So the Ran there explains, what's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? Min b'mino lo batel, lefi, shekal davar shehu dome lachaveiro. Anything that's similar to its friend, eino machlisho umevatlo. Anything that's similar to its friend doesn't weaken the other, ela ma'amido umechazko, but strengthens it, right? If there is a two items that could coexist with each other, there's no clash, then they coexist and they don't nullify each other. So says the Gemara, Bisham Hachi, Sfir Lele Rabbi Yehuda, says the Ran, that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds, Bikulu Isurid, Min Mino Labato. That's where Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min Bavino is not Bata, because Min Bavino are similar to each other, they could coexist. Bittel is based on a clash. Bittel is based on a fight. One's got to win, right? And therefore, one's got to win in the definition of this mixture. So Rabbi Yehuda holds Min Bavino, there's no fight, there's no clash, and therefore, there doesn't have to be a winner. They both exist. It's not Bata. And the Rabbanan, the Ran even says that even the Rabbanan hold of that fundamentally. V'Rabbanan lo mashmal hu'lachi. The Rabbanan argue on a detail They also agree that you need a clash for bittul. But the Rabbanan say, if you have one thing that's usr, one thing that's mutter, that's two different things. I don't care that it's both meat or both the same item. That's not min bamino. Min bamino is not close enough to be the same physical item. If one is usr, one is mutter, that's enough to be different, and there's a clash there. That min bamino is batel. Tkivin tachad usr v'chad shari, she'ein ro'i, says the Ran in explaining the Rabbanan. She'ein ro'i leilech achar dimyonan be'etzem. Don't go by their physical realities. Ela achar chilukan be'isr v'heter. Right? Go by their chiluk in status. If one is usr, one is mutter, that's already enough to be called a clash, and therefore you would say bittul in that case. But then the Ran says, this is what we've quoted this Ran in the past, but the Ran says the Rabbanan do say that there is no bittul by a different area. I'd agree with Rabbi Yehuda that when two things are similar enough, that they aren't about each other, right? What the Rabbanan say? Isser and Heter, that's enough, that's different enough to be called a clash, and therefore it's bittul. But that's what the Ran says. By an isser, that's davar sheish lamatirin. By the way, that's going to become mutter tomorrow. That's good enough to be called heter, so that's not batel. Davar sheish lamatirin, not batel, is because that it's close enough to be heter beheter. Right? That's the chiddush of the Ran. The davar sheish lamatirin, not to rabbanon mishum chumra l'drab Yehuda. Tekivat she'ein davar zeh chalak min heter legamre beisser beheter. Shariyafu sofa lios nitar kamo. Amrinan she'ein batel. Bimino. And that's the chiddush of the Ran, a double chiddush. Number one, that's the whole svara for min bimino, not batel for Rabbi Yehuda. And number two, chiddush al gabi chiddush, that's the svara for the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda by min bimino, but they'll take his svara when it comes to davar sheish lamatir. So that's the line of here, min bimino who, and the Gemara says that it's similar in both cases, both by the case of min bimino in general, and our case of the water. We say there's no bittul because it is min bimino. Period. Last line before the Mishnah. Hada amra. This reflects, what's this? So this is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you have water sources for the Ole Regel, right, on the way up to Yerushalayim, they had all of these water places where people could fill up their waters. So Hada amra, what does the Mishnah say? That goes by the tchum of whoever picks it up. Karagle mimale. It goes by whoever picks it up, so that's good enough to whoever takes it, you can take it according to their tchum. What does that reflect? So hada amra hamotzi kli baderach harizei karagli hamotzi. This must reflect that also by kelim, not just by water. If you find something on the road, you're allowed to take it, and it goes by your tchum. What is that la'afuke? So explain the mafarshim, Pnei Moshe and others. There is a daya in the Tanaim, Erevin daf memhei, of some that say that Chefse Hefker is Kone Shvisa. Chefse Hefker, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says Chefse Hefker is Kone Shvisa, that if you have an item that's Hefker on the street, it could only go 2,000 amos from that spot. Right? You can't take it, further out. So if you find it, you're stuck. You can't take it according to your tchum. So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Chefse Hefker is Kone Shvisa. But we don't pass it that way. I mean, I'm sure we don't pass it that way. This Mishnah is not going like that. This Mishnah is going like the Deya that says, no, it's not Konish Visa, therefore whoever picks it up is able to take it wherever they go. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch does, right? Paskin and Simon Tuf Aleph. In Simon Tuf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, that's what this Simon is about. In Tuf Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch. Mishe Yashin Baderach, that's the case of the Mishnayos in Erevin. If somebody is sleeping, V'chashchalo, somebody wasn't awake when Yontif started or Shabbos started, so he didn't have Kavana for any type of Shvisa. So Kana Shvisa Bimkomo, V'ishlo Pai Ma'amal Chol Ruach, right? Even if he didn't have anything in mind, he gets 2,000 Amos, right, from that spot. If he was sleeping, when he was taking an Erev Shabbos nap, and it went a little too long, so he's still Kona Shvisa. V'dafka be'adam, mishum de'hoel, v'im haya ne'er haya kone, yashinami kone. Because after all, if he was awake, he would be able to be Kona Shvisa, if he was awake at Bein Ashmashas. So then, so too, even if he was sleeping. Aval chefse hefker einam konen shvisa. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like our Mishnah, against Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that chefse hefker are not Kona Shvisa. Right, if you find a chefse hefker, the Mishnah Berurah, the chefse yisrael sheish lebailim him karagli abailim. If a Jew owns something, So then that goes by the owner, as we've said. Aval chefse hefker she'ein lahem ba'alim u'me atzman lo kanu shvisa bimkomam. Right? The kelim themselves can't be kona shvisa mishum delah b'nei da'aseh. They're not b'nei da'as la'olav lo damul adam yashen. A sleeping person is a ben das. He has the potential to wake up any second and to be kona shvisa. So that's good enough that we will give him an automatic kinyan shvisa when Shabbos starts. But by kelim, doesn't have das. Water doesn't have das. And therefore, chefse hefker are not kona shvisa. So whoever picks it up, it goes by that person's tchum, by the meragli memale. V'heim keragli hazoche bohem tchila, says the Shulchan Aruch. It goes by whoever was zoche to them. First, sheyachal olicha lo makom sheyelechu. They can go to wherever that person could go. The Bir Alacha wonders what happens if two people pick it up at the same time. Sometimes that can happen. Do you say that it can't happen exactly? V'im zachu bo shnayim, echad iriv lemizrach, echad iriv lemayrav, hari karagli shnayim. Right, if they both pick it up at the same time, then it goes by both of them, limited. V'yasur lazuz oso bimkomo, and you can't take it from more than both of them can go. The Shulchan Aruch talks about what about chafatzim of a goy, arkona shvisa, gzeira, enu yehudi atu yehudi. Okay, but that's in the Shulchan Aruch, simin tough aleph. But that's what our Gemara says, that our Mishnah holds like that daya, that chafzi hefka are not kona shvisa. Period. Next Mishnah. Misha, you halacha zayin. Misha, peirosa biracheres. What if my fruit are in a different city outside of my tchum? Outside of my tchum. So when Shabbos starts or Yontif starts, I'm done. I can't, there's no way for me to get those fruit. The irvu b'nei oso ha'ir, lavo etzlo. The people of that city where my fruit are, let's say I have them by a shomer. Right? I have a factory. Or a warehouse. I have a warehouse in a different city outside of my tchum. But the shomrim there, the shomer at my warehouse made an eruv, and they could bring the fruit to my city. I didn't make an eruv, but they made an eruv. They could bring the fruit to my city. So lo yaviel miperosav, they can't bring it. They can't bring it because when Shabbos started, they were outside of my tchum, so they can't be brought. They can't be brought into my tchum. And if they similar to, you know, let's say it's ke'ilu, like a person goes out of his tchum on Shabbos. What's the halacha? He's stuck, dalat amos. So you can't go out of the tchum. So the fruit would be going out of their tchum, so to speak, because they're not connected to me, and therefore they're out of the tchum. They're out of my tchum, so they can only go dalat amos. That's the only place that's like a person who goes out of the tchum, so he can only go dalat amos. So if a person's fruit are out of his tchum, so then they can only go dalat amos. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Hay. If I have fruit that went outside the tchum and then I brought them back, I feel amazed. Lo tzidu makom, and that's okay. Like a person who comes back, shekala ir lohem karba amos v'chutz la'paim v'charuach kibitchila. Imu yantiv, imu shabbos mutu lachila bimkomam v'afilu osi yisrael v'chulu. Towards the end, ava imotziam b'shogeg mutu la'achlam v'asu la'taltlam chutz la'arba amos. It talks about if they're outside the tchum, so then they're off limits. So but the Mishnah says, "Bim irev who? How are your parents? But if he made an erev, so then he'd be able to get his fruit. So then that's fine. Somebody else could bring it, and I could go get it. That would be allowed. Rav Shmuel Chad Amar Karagle Amafkid V'Charana Amar Karagle Misha Mufkad Nes Lohein. Rav Shmuel seemed to have an argument. If I give fruit to somebody to guard, there he's my shomer. Whose tchum does it go by? Mine or theirs? Does it go by my tchum, the mafkid, it's my fruit, or does it go by the shomer? Misha hayamufkadin etzlo, who does it go by? Machlokas Rav Shmuel, right? Our Mishnah seems to be Seba Feirish, that it goes by the mafkid, right? Because it says they're stuck. So that's what Gemara asks. Masisa pliga, the Mishnah seems to argue, Almanda amar karagle misha mufkadin etzlohein. Right? The Mishnah seems to be Beferish against the one that it goes by a shomer. Misha mufkadin etzlo. Did Tanina, because our Mishnah says, interesting, the Bavli discusses whether the Rai is from the Reisha or the Seifa, but here we bring it from the Reisha. Did Tanina? Misha yeperosav biracheres, v'irvu b'neosu ayelavo etzlo, lo yavil umiperosav. Right, if I have my fruit somewhere else, and it's out of my tchum, so then they can't bring it to me. So what do you mean? Why not? If it goes by their tchum, shomer, then they should be able to be here to me. Mashba that it doesn't go by me. In tamar karagli mishayim ufkadin et slohein, if it goes by the shomer who has the fruit, yavila mivrosav, why can't they bring it? Right, they should be able to bring it. So obviously, this Mishnah proves that it goes by the mafkid, does not go by the shomer. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abudin, maybe even that opinion that says that it goes by the shomer, right, the charana, the second opinion, maybe even that opinion agrees. Meaning, how could the Mishnah say that it goes by the mafkid? It's a case where the mafkid specifically did something that shows that he's not interested in the shomer having it. Tiftar shayim avtech biyad bayalim. Either it's you're guarding my warehouse, but I have the key. Right? So it can't go by your tchum because I have the key. Right? So it's not yours, or even if you're guarding it, but even Shmuel would agree in that case that if you have no access to the fruit, that it's going to go by me, the mafkid, and not by you, the shomer. Number one. Take out the low. She masur len reshusim mibod yom. Where he gave him a reshus. What does that mean? Sometimes the Bavli says, yichid lo cheder, yichid lo bias. Meaning, I put it into a shomer's house, but the shomer says, put it over there, in that corner over there. I'm not responsible. I'm not being mekabel any achrayus. I'm not responsible. You could physically put it there, but I'd have no responsibility. So in that case too, Shmuel would say, that's a shomer. It's physically in that house, but that's not going to go by his tchum. If he says, I have no connection to it, right? Masulan reshusan mibod yom, believe, right, he was yichel o keren zavis, so there, that would not, that daya would also agree there that it goes by the tchum of the mafkid, the tchum of the mafkid. Good. Let's just keep reading for a minute, and then we'll make a comment. Vaida amarda, where do you see this is true? Where do you see that if the shomer says, I'm giving it to you, I'm not interested, no Kabbalah Zacharias, then it's not his. It doesn't go by his tchum, and it goes by the mafkid's tchum. Where do you see that? You see that from the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, which the Gemara first quotes here. Misha zimin etzlo archim, if I invited guests to my house, lo yilicho biadamonos. Well, if I invite a guest to my house, and I want to give them after the meal, on Shabbos or Yontif, I want to give them doggy bags. I want to give them some food to take back. The problem is they're going to take it back to outside, where their tchum is, but it's going to be outside of my tchum. So they can't take food, because the food was mine when Shabbos or Yontif started, and they're going to take it to where they made an Erev Tchum, and they're going back to their city, but it was my food when Shabbos started. So it goes by my tchum. So, lo yilicho biadamonos. Ella im kain zichalahan, unless the owner of the food was mezakeh it, right, add in two words, al yedei acher b'monosim erev yontif, unless before Shabbos or Yontif, I went over to my neighbor and say, you know, so-and-so is coming for lunch tomorrow, could you be kona this food on behalf of them? Right, zachalandam shalobafanav, I could give this to you on behalf of them, so that it's basically their food already. It's basically their food, then it could go by their tchum. Right, if I was mezakeh, I was makne them the food before Yontif, then it wasn't my food when Shabbos or Yontif started, it was theirs. So as long as I'm mezakeh to them beforehand, then it's there. So the Gemara is medayik. So one second. If you're mezakeh to them, still, isn't it still in your house? So why would it go by their tchum? Right? Why is that good enough? It must be the cases where you now say, I have no responsibility for this food. It's theirs. I have no responsibility. So their turn too. Bikibach azicha lahen acher b'manosayen. Lo karagli mishayim ufkadin eslohen. Isn't it still like somebody who's guarding it? And yet it goes by the tchum of the those other people who are not here. So it must be that even if something's in my reshus and I'm a shomer, if I do not have any responsibility and I said put it in a specific place, so that would be good enough that everybody would agree that the tchum would go by the reshus of the mafkid, not the reshus of the shomer. Interesting. The first case here is Mesiris Maftechos. Right? Rabbi Yudin says if he didn't give over the key. Right, the owner, right, Reuven is in one city, his fruit are in the other city, and he never gave Shimon the key to the room. So then we're going to say, it goes by Reuven's tchum. It goes by Reuven's tchum. Interesting, it might be a parallel, right? Because if he didn't give over the tree, if he didn't give over the key, then Shimon has no way of getting to it, so he has no connection to it. So it's basically not his. There is a Rashi Yimsachim that's discussed by the Rishonim. Rashi Yimsachim on Dav Dalet. The Gemara there is talking about Bedikas Chametz, as we know, the beginning of the Masechta. And the Gemara talks about a masker and a socher, right? A landlord and a renter. Who has to do the, who has the chiyuv of bedikas chametz? That's the question of the Gemara. Is the maskir, is it the landlord? Let's say the landlord has chametz in the house. So is it the maskir's responsibility because it's his chametz? Or the socher because the chametz is in his rishus. The Gemara tries to compare it to mezuzah, and the Gemara says you can't do that. So the Gemara quotes, Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, Tanina, Hamaskir bais lechaveiro, im ad shelo masar lo maftechos, chal arbasar, if the chiyuv bedika kicked in when the landlord still had the keys, then the landlord has the chiyuv of bedika. Ala maskir livdok. Vim mishem masar lo maftechos, chal arbasar, but if I, he already gave the key before the 14th, when on the 14th, that's a question that we shown him here. But if the if chiyuv was already chal before, ala socher livdok. So it depends on the mesiras maftechos. When the keys were given over, says Rashi, mesiras maftechos, and Tosfos discusses this Rashi, mesiras maftechos, hu kinyan haschirus. This is a kinyan schirus. This is a kinyan, this is a way to be kone, the rental. V'im ad shelo masar maftech nichas lal arbasar, chal achovas bedika lamaskir, shadayin arzu b'shus, so if he didn't give over the keys yet, that it's still in his b'shus. Even if he gave it over later, the chiyuv is ready to chal on him. Tosfos wonders here, where do you see anywhere in Shas that giving over a key is a kinyan? Is a kinyan, right? Tosfos wonders, right? And ain't near a lari, because it says in Merubah, kishem shakarka nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka, schirus is nikne bekesef b'shtar b'chazaka. Right? Masiris b'avtechos. That's a way to allow a kinyan to take place, says Tosfos. But not to be the kinyan. So those are the problems with Rashi. The answer for Rashi is probably that kinyan chazaka is a unique type of kinyan. Most kinyanim are a specific act, and we know clearly, hagba, you lift it up, mishicha, you pull it, shtar, you add a shtar, kesef, you give money. What's kinyan chazaka? The Mishnayos give many different examples. You put a lock on the door, that's kinyan chazaka. You take a lock off a door, that's kinyan chazaka. You dig a hole in the ground that you were kone, that's kinyan chazaka. Right, you park your car in the parking lot that you're being koneh. That's kinyan chazaka. Like, how could there be so many different permutations and examples? The answer is, acting like an owner makes you an owner. That's the key for kinyan chazaka. Right, if I do something that only an owner would do, to put a lock on a door, take a lock off of a door, right, if I do something only an owner would do, that itself is the secret of kinyan chazaka. Acting like an owner makes you an owner. So maybe that's Rashi. If I am holding the key, usually the owners only have the keys, right? So once I have the key, that itself is a kinyan chazaka for the schiris. So again, there too, you see that giving over the keys is plays a role in a, according to most Rishonim there, there's a chiyuv d'rabbanan. We're not talking about a daraisa. You already did bittul, Tosfos says, or other shitas. So to hear a d'rabbanan of whose tchum it goes by, so it also goes by mesiras maftechos. Okay, there's something to say on this Mishnah that was just quoted, but let's read it in the Mishnah. Next Mishnah. Last Mishnah here in Maseches Beitzah, Halacha Ches. Mishazimin etz lo archin. Again, somebody invites guests over. Lo yolicho b'yadamos. They're not allowed to take doggy bed. They're not allowed to take food from the meal back to wherever their city is if it's outside of my tchum, because this was my food when Shabbos started. Me'erev yantif. Ela imkein zichal en ales. He was mezachet to them. Add in two words, al yedei acher b'monosim erev yantif. Right, we're not supposed to do kinyanim on yantif generally. So if you want to give a present on yantif, it's best to be mezake, you know, the bottle of wine to the people you're going before Shabbos. You know, give it to somebody on their behalf. So that's what the Mishnah says here. You have to be mezake to them beforehand. So basically, it's theirs. That's why it would go by their tchum. There is a discussion. The Rashba here on Daf Mem, all the way at the end of the Beitzah, discusses: do you really need like halachic zachin here, like zachin adam mamish on their behalf, or is it good enough to kind of just say, okay, this will be for them? Because here we're talking about tchum, which is a drabanan. Maybe you don't need real zachia, which is a, you know, transfer of ownership. The Rashba has two days here about to what whether the Gemara should be taken literally. Yesh mefarish, says the Rashba, the lo mezacha al yedei acher ka'amar. It doesn't really mean al yedei acher, meaning because look, zichel and acher, the question about the girsa that we added in. Elo, really, rather, what does it mean that you need to do? Kol sha'omer. Manazu etein leploni. Umanazu leploni. That's good enough if you say, I'm giving this to them tomorrow. That's good enough. Harizela gabe kimizach alohen. Ava bishlo nasalohem alamachar biyantif. Ukishoa klimechadeir meir biyantif. It's like if you call me before Yantif and say, you know what, I want to borrow your bowl tomorrow. So you arrange it before Yantif, even though the Maisa Kinyan She'ela didn't happen till Yantif. That's good enough. That's good enough. So here too is designated. So the Rashba says that's one day. The Rashba says, he quotes the other day and says, no, maybe you really need actual. V'yesh lomar demizake mamish al yedei acher kamer. Maybe you need actual Zachiyah. And this is what the Rambam seems to say in Hilchas Yantif. You need actual Zachiyah. This is not like She'ela. Because here the people are coming to you for lunch. They have no idea. It wasn't arranged. By the She'ela, he called you beforehand, can I borrow your bowl tomorrow? But here they're coming to you for lunch. They have no idea what food you're going to give them. So therefore, it is different, and maybe you'll need actual Zachiyah. And Zachiyah, as we know, is a major topic, how Zachiyah works. Major machlokas Rishonim, whether Zachiyah is related to the Sogiyah of Shlichus. Shlichus is, I appoint you to be my Shliach. Zachiyah, you do something for me without my even knowing about it. Right? So are those Sogiyahs related? That's the sugya. Zachiyah mitam shlichos, olam mitam shlichos. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all talk about Zachiyah mitam shlichos. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ran all say Zachiyah is olam mitam shlichos. So big sugya that hopefully we'll get back to at some point. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Ein Mashkin, getting back to Muksa, to end the Masechta with. Ein Mashkin v'shechlas ha-midbarias. A person is not allowed to give water or shecht Midbarios. Midbarios are wild animals that are in the midbar. That's what they call midbarios. So you didn't have in mind that it happens to be that this animal that is wild happened to walk into your backyard on Yantav or Shabbos afternoon, or Yantav afternoon, because I'm at Shechita. So we say, you can't shech that animal, even though it's here now. Mashkin is not really related. The Gemara is just, the Bavli says that we're just being taught, Derech Agav, that before you shech the animal, it's a good idea to give them to drink. That helps separate and make the shechita a little easier for in ilchus shechita. So, ein mashkin v'shechlas ha-midbarios, you're not allowed to shecht these because they're muksa. They weren't in your das when yantav started. Aval mashkin v'shochten es ha-baisus, but you're allowed to shecht or water and shecht baisus, which are more domesticated animals. What exactly does domesticated and non-domesticated animals mean? Eloin ha-baisos. The Mishnah says, what are baisos? The ones that are domesticated. Halonos be'ir. Those that sleep in the city. Meaning it could be that they go out in the far desert during the day. But as long as they come back at night, that's considered domesticated. Midbarios, halonos ba'afar. Midbarios are those that sleep out in the pasture. They sleep out, they don't come back at night. Right, those are the considered midbarios. Eloin, now the Gemara quotes a braisa. A Tosefta that expands. Eloin, midbarios, who are the midbarios? The ones that are out there, wild. Elu, shehein, yotzos, bepesach, v'nechrasos, berevia. Midbarios are those that are seasonal. They leave for the entire summer. They leave for the entire summer. And they come back in the rainy season. Those are midbarios. Eloin, baisos, what are baisos? Halonos beir. Baisos are those who sleep in the city. Right, even if they're out, as we said in the Mishnah, even if they sleep somewhere else, as long as they sleep in the city close by, those are considered baisos. Rebbe Omer, no, Elu ve'elu shechnasu, Elu ve'elu, both of these that are described by the Tanakhama, both of those are considered, domesticated and non-muksa. Shenichnasu l'tchum, mishachashechem mutarim lishchot. Even those that go out that are seasonal, they don't see for a few months, but you see them for the rainy season, even those are called baisos, and they are not muksa. Elohena midbarios. What are midbarios? Hagdils be'efar. Midbarios are those that never come by. Even during the rainy season, they're always out in the midbar, in the afar, and that's what that's the machlokas. So the Charedim here says ubaha pligi. What's the machlokas here? The Rabbanan say kivet she'nichnasos kol hakayitz aksinim bidaita. The Rabbanan say if you have a whole season that they're not around, so that's already enough to make them muksa. So what that they come 4 months out of a year? But for 8 months, they don't come, so that's already muksa. And Rebbe says, no. If a couple months out of the year, they sleep by you, so then it's always in your mind. You weren't maksit midaitecha lagamrei. and therefore those are not considered muksa. Amar Reb Zeira, Hada Amra, what does this teach me? That if they happen to come in, even though you weren't expecting it, but they happen to come in, then you're allowed to shecht it. Kli sheba michus latchum latchum mishachashecha mutar lataltalo. If you brought a kli in from outside the tchum, maybe you wouldn't be able to use it. But if it gets brought, we'll talk about this lamaisa. Kli sheba michus latchum, if its kli comes out, just like if the animal comes in by itself, you're allowed to shecht it. If it wasn't totally muksa. So a kli that comes michus latchum, also mutar lataltalo, one would be able to move it. Reb Shimon bar Karson, Reb Shimon bar Achil, bava bar ba amos. But only within four amos. If you have something that was outside the tchum and now it came within the tchum, and you want to say it's not muksa, okay, but you can't move it outside of four amos. Kahadah, like the following: Gamliel Zuga Okre Chad Sarke Kimein. One time, Gamliel Zuga, there was a sarki, there was some type of non-Jew that brought him, that wanted him to mechabed him with mushrooms on Yantif. Also, Shalom Rabbi Mana, he asked Rabbi Mana, Amarle, Kablin Bego Migir Yon Tidach, you're allowed to accept it in your Migir Yon, where you live, right? Don't take it from him in the marketplace, because then you won't be able to move it, Dalad Amos. Take it from him in your house, Ba'ochlin Barba Amos, and then you could eat it within four Amos. So you see from there also the limit of four Amos, if it possibly came from outside the Tzvon. There is a major machlokes Rishonim. Do we say that this is mutter even for the person it was brought for, or just others? The Sefer Ha'iter is Mekel and says even for those who it was bought for. How do you read this Yerushalmi? What did he say in this last line? Bring it into your home, va'ochlan. Is that for him, or is that for others? So most Rishonim say it's only for others. Look at the Me'iri. The Me'iri on Daf Chaf Hei, the Me'iri here says, Miksas Chachamim Horu. Some Chachamim, that's the Iter, Paskin, Shelo Lasar Ba Michus Latchum La'osa Yisrael, Ela B'chus La'ar Ba'amos. If it's within four Amos, it came from outside the Tchum. Even within four Amos, you're allowed to use it. Even if it was brought for you. Avo B'toch Ar Ba'amos B'tar Af Lazeh. And they bring a Raya from the last Gemara in the Yerushalmi and Beitza. Ein Rai, maybe in Rai, Masha Amru B'taman Myra V'chulu, he quotes our Gemara. And then the Me'iri says, Ube Mechila Mehem. I ask Mechila, Nishtabshu B'pirusho. They're confused with what the pshat of this Gemara is. V'lo kivnu B'taman Myra V'lahatir, elo la'acherim. No, it was for others. K'omar Kablein B'shvil Shcheinecha. V'ha'achileim B'tochar Ba'amos. Right, bring it to your home so you can give it to your neighbors, but not that you could eat it. So that is what the Me'iri says, that's what the Rashba seems to say, that's a machlokes, that's discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, Tav Kuf Tezvav, if it comes out of the Tchum, and is it mutter even for you, or only for your neighbors? Hadjala Perak Mashilim Peiris, the Chulu Mesechta Debeitza. Again, Baruch Hashem, a lot of Yantif issues, but Hashem, next time, we start Meseches Rosh Hashanah.